For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lamont Jack Pearly, and this is the African American Folklorist. On the last episode, Eric Gale shares with us the issue with not respecting the actual person, but just revering their musical skills and talents, along with the injustices faced by Black and Native people. On this episode, he dives deeper into the perspective of being a Black man first, then a guitar player, and how we all have been miseducated.
Other races ain't going out there and having their wife or mom and kids and, or parents worried about if they gonna make it back home. So then all that got to come in their perspective and this and this and that. Man, look, man, like, yo, I've been viewing life through me as a guitar player. Totally been backwards. If I wasn't a man first, a Black man that I just, I had no skin in the game on how I came or what color I came out.
Right.
Be honest with you, it don't supposed to matter. It don't supposed to matter. But some kind of way, just because of a skin color, we were labeled as not being somebody that's likable. You know nothing about me, have never had a conversation with me.
Except for hearing you play the guitar.
Yeah, now I'm talking about as a man. I'm talking about just as a human being, not a guitar player. Know nothing about me, and you feel like, let's go back to the school system. Here's another thing that attributes to that. It has been systematically, whether you realize it or not, it has been school educationally pumped into the minds of all students that have went through the school curriculum, 12 grades. It's been made to make Black people look as though they have had no positive contribution. When I say what's being taught is not true, why haven't I not heard about the Black folks that invented the cure for cancer? Why haven't I not heard about the Black folks that invented peanuts? Why have I not heard about the Black folks that helped create math? Who is it that we are taught that is the person responsible for it? Somebody white. How is that information left? I don't recall being taught none of that. So, when I said some of them have an excuse, to the point to where they think they're right, it's this whole year and some change have made white people think that they're right because they were taught this. Think about that.
No, I understand what you're saying.
So in that way, I will give them a pass. But what I won't give them a pass on is I'm not yelling at you. I'm not preaching at you. I'm just saying, listen to what I got to say.
That's right.
And I promise you, if you go do the research for yourself, I guarantee there's no way that you can walk away from me with the same mindset because you've been taught lies.
Yes, sir.
It's lies that have been taught to you even in the educational system.
Yes, sir.
That has poured more divisiveness into this world more than anything. So that's why I say generations that's been went through the school system.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I try not to get mad at somebody white that's doing something that's clearly offensive because they feel like they're superior.
Or they just don't know.
Or they just don't know.
Yeah.
But then I think about, you know what, it's been systematically set up for them to look more superior. Think about it, man, they ain't nothing. Bro, it's far more than Langston Hughes. I mean, all of the, you know, the Black folk that I did read about in English.
Dude,
that's peanuts in comparison to the contribution that somebody Black. Them four ladies that helped in NASA fix that Taraji was in that movie. Why wasn't we taught that it was some Black, four Black women that was in that laboratory and figured it out? Right there, I could drop the gavel because I have said enough. I have said enough to at least make you think. And if you don't have it in you to go research, you know what? This could be right or wrong. I could have been thinking the wrong way all of my life. And let's go back even further. My parents probably been thinking the wrong way because they taught me the same too.
Bruh, I mean, you have no rebuttals from me on this one.
None, and I don't, there's nothing that's ever been taught in the school system that made white people look bad in their eyesight.
Right.
What I mean by that, even slave owners, they were looked at as a brigadier, a general.
Yes.
You were looked at with great stripes on your back, on your coat, if you had a plantation full of 1,500 or 2,500 slaves under your tutelage.
Well, that is very true.
And in their own eyesight, and I'm sorry, in their own eyesight, they don't think it's wrong.
Right.
Or they didn't.
Right.
It was law, bro. That's how we have such a struggle and hard fight that we got now. When people think that we are getting furious and getting mad about stuff that's been happening that nobody is listening at. So please don't get fed up, even if it's my own neighborhood. Don't get mad at me because you ain't listening no other way. I'm finna go down here and burn this police station down.
Uh-oh.
I'm finna go down here and get rid of the courthouse because they ain't.
They ain't listening.
So, unfortunately, a man's life was taken away. But for some reason, this man's life was the catalyst. I've never seen, I ain't seen Malcolm X, I ain't seen Martin Luther King, I ain't seen Megan Edwards make the whole world respond.
Like that.
The whole world was standing in the middle of the street saying, man, I'm tired of this shit. Come on, man.
No, I mean,
and did this dude wake up feeling like that he was gonna die that day and be the man that started the mark of stuff happening in the world and the realization? Don't get me wrong, I done seen some baby steps. I done seen more black people in commercials now. I done seen black people playing roles that probably white folk done played. You got a black Catwoman.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Where does that happen at?
Not here.
So, I see some progress, mind you, but it's still more to go because right now, probably for the night over with, somebody gonna get f***ed off by a cop.
Yeah.
Just telling you what it is. And it's unlikely that it's gonna be somebody other than the black race.
Yeah,
I'm trying to tell you what it is. It's just the current situation. And if I can, by bringing unity together of all races, cultures, mixed breeds, genres, sexes, don't matter. If you standing in front of me for 90 plus minutes and ain't thinking about nothing that gotta do in this fucked up world that we living in, then my job is done.
Mm.
If I can do that for you, at the point of it coming from severe pain that I play from addiction, death, almost dying, prison, guns, being shot at, shooting at people, all that shit, that's what I play from. So that's why I cry when I'm on stage. That's why I yell. That's why the veins come out of my neck, because I'm that passionate. Now I got a way as an outlet to play about what I've been going through and what I feel. And if I can translate that to the audience, I'm going to end on that note.
That's
been beautiful. Yeah.
There's nothing else to say. I couldn't say it better.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to find updates about the show at WKYUFM.org. Also, be sure to follow all the show's social media platforms, which would be Twitter, Instagram, and our Facebook like page, all under the African American Folklorist. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lamont Jack Pearlie.